بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم زدنا علما وحكمة وهدى يا رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. أما بعد، As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers in Islam, and I welcome you inshallah to today's halaqah, which will be the continuation of the lessons on the science of tajweed. And we began last time talking about the emission points of the letters, or the makharij. Just quickly to review for those who are not there, we have a diagram. Here, you can see the 29 letters of the Arabic language, and there are a few other letters that are not individual letters themselves, but they are sounds. Like, for example, you have the Noon and Meem Ghunna sound, comes from the nose. You have the Alif, Waw, and Ya here in the cave of the mouth. These are the Madood, the elongation sounds. And then you have the rest of the letters. You can see in the throat you have 6 letters. In the tongue you have 18 letters. On the lips you have the 4 letters. And then you have the nose, which you have the nasal sound, and then the cave, which is the madood letters. So these are this is an overview of the what are called the emission points, or the makharij al-huruf. Makharij al-huruf. So today, inshallah, let us go together and study the first that the scholars begin with, the first of these makharij, or the first place that the letters begin with. Because we're going to, inshallah, go through every letter one by one so that we can learn them properly, learn the rules of how to pronounce each letter correctly, inshallah ta'ala. So today we're going to begin, if you look towards the middle of the picture here, the diagram, we have what is called the jawf, or the cave of the mouth. So the jawf, or the cave of the mouth, it has the alif, ya, and waw mud letters. Mud. And mud in Arabic, it means to make something long. Mud, or madood, it means to make a long sound. So in Arabic, you have different levels or lengths that you pronounce each vowel or each letter. Sometimes you only pronounce it one beat. For example, you have a fatha, dhamma, or kasra. You only pronounce the vowel very shortly. Ba, bi, bu. But if you add a mud letter after it, like an alif, a waw, or a ya, what happens to that sound? It stretches it. It becomes 2 beats, and sometimes it becomes even 4, 5, or 6 beats. Sometimes it will become even longer. So just the alif, ba, bi, bu. Ba, if an alif, wow, bu, ya, bi. Sometimes, depending on the rules, these are the rules of elongation, you might go even up to 6 beats. Like, for example, in Surah Al-Fatiha. Wala-ba-an-neen. 6 beats because of certain rules, which we're going to get to in the future, inshallah. So, to learn these rules, of course, we have to really humble ourselves. We really have to humble ourselves, because we have to relearn a lot of things that we might have learned incorrectly, and we have to try to remove those accents. So it takes a lot of humbleness to our pious predecessors, scholars. But being devoted to our scholars is devotion to Allah, because Allah commanded us to learn from our scholars. Allah Ta'ala, He taught us first to learn from the ulama warathatul anbiya. So when we go and learn from our shuyukh, inshallah, we'll attain very beneficial knowledge, inshallah ta'ala. So let us talk about these three letters, the alif, ya, and waw. Now the alif, ya, and waw, they're not called mud letters. They are individual letters, but they're only mud letters if there is a proper vowel before it. So for example, if you have an alif, you have to have a fatha before it. Then it becomes a mud letter. If you have a kasra or dhamma before it, or you don't have any letter before it, then it's just a hamza. It's not a mud letter. You see? So to make, to be a mud letter, you have to have the appropriate vowel. For example, the ya, you have to have the kasra before it. E to make it a mud letter. The alif, ah. And the waw, you have to have which before it? Dhamma. Dhamma. Ah. So when you have the appropriate vowel before these letters, you make them longer. And all three of these letters are found in one word in the Quran to help you remember them. There's a word, Nuhiha. 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 This word, you have the waw, and then you have the dhamma before it. Nu. Then you have the letter hi, the kasra, with the ya, hi. And then you have the ha with an alif, ha. So these three letters you make, letters, when you have the appropriate vowel beforehand, they come from the jilb. Nu, nu, that u sound is coming from the cave of my mouth. E, it's coming from the hollow cavity. And ha, the alif, it's coming from the cave or the jowf of the mouth. So whenever you have a mud in the Arabic language, in elongation, you have it coming from the cave, this hollow cavity of the mouth. Another important rule when we talk about the mud letters is that it's very important to follow the rules of the mud. It's very, very important. And so, for example, we have to pronounce the mud, if it's one of these letters, one beat, not 1.5 beats, not 0.5 beats. It has to be exactly one beat. If it's two beats for these, or if you have a two beat, if you're supposed to pronounce it the length of two, like for example, nu-hi-ha, you shouldn't say nu-hi-ha. And you should make them all equal in length. Nu-hi-ha. All the vowels should be equal in length in the Arabic language. And all of the madood, they have a specified length. We shouldn't make it less or more. And that will change the meaning. That will change the meaning of the words. One example, if we have Surat Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli lirabbika. Fasalli. The lam has a kasra. It doesn't have a ya afterwards. There's no mud. If we say فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ, it changes the meaning. Here Allah is commanding the Prophet ﷺ, pray to your Lord, فَصَلِّي. If you make it a ya, فَصَلِّي, do you know what happens to the meaning? Anybody here speak Arabic?
No, but you say it's unappealing to you.
Yes, it becomes feminine. فَصَلِّي, that's when you're addressing a woman. In Arabic, when you do a command, Izhab, go. Izhabi, go to a woman. You're commanding a woman. So then you change the meaning as if Allah Ta'ala is addressing a woman. Fasalli. So it should only be Fasalli li rabbika wanha. Likewise, if you elongate it, you put a mud in certain places, then it also changes the meaning. Or at least it distorts the beauty of the Quran, the correctness of the Quran. For example, some people, they say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Here the Rahman, the word Rahman has an alif, it's supposed to be only two beats. Norm, if you have the fatha, that's one beat. If you have an alif after it, it's two beats. So Rahmanir Rahim. Rahmanir Rahim, it's too long. So it has to be given the correct length. Otherwise this is like distorting the Quran. Distorting the way to pronounce the Quran. Is that clear? Should I give you another example? Like, for example, Maliki Yawmiddin. Malik. So you have the meme and the alif, right? If you say Maliki Yawmiddin, this is breaking the rules of Tajweed. Because there's only an alif. There's only supposed to be two beats there. Maliki Yawmiddin. There's no reason to make it longer than that. Maliki Yawmiddin. There's only an alif there, which you always pronounce with two b's. See what? So we don't want to elongate it too much, and we don't want to make it shorter. So, for example, Allah says, for example, we say, "Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alamin." You don't want to say "Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alamin." Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. There's an alif in the word Allah. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you're leaving out the mad. So these letters, they have to be pronounced in the correct length. Whenever you have the mud letter, it's at least two beats, and it could be four, five, or six. When we get to those rules, inshallah, we'll talk about it, inshallah ta'ala. So this is just an introduction to the cave of the mouth, inshallah. These are the letters of the cave of the mouth. And is there any questions on these letters?
Yes. How we can, like we said, like four, maybe six. How we can, we know we did, like, how we gonna count it?
Ah, good. Very good question. He's asking, how do you know what four beats is? What is two beat? Okay. Usually with the scholars, they give the example as the time it takes you to close your finger at a normal pace, that's one beat. So for example, you say, Rahman, right? It's two beats. Rahman. See that? Two beats. So that's just a rough example. So if it's going to be four beats, like, or six beats, like Dhaneen, Wanam. See how I took six fingers? At a normal pace, not so fast. If you close your fingers fast, it's too short. But this is a rough estimate. You can say roughly 6 seconds, you know. But if you're reading faster, then the mud is going to be shorter. If you're reading slowly, then the madud are going to be longer. So depending on how fast your pace is, but roughly speaking, they say the time it takes to close a finger at a normal speed. When you close your finger at a normal speed, that would be one mud. So when you have just an alif, you close a finger twice, two beats. If you have the long, big fatha, you'll see that's one of the madud. Depending on the rule, it could be five or six beats, inshallah. And we'll get to that. There will be special rules for these mud letters, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah reward you and help us to learn this knowledge. There's one last thing, if we'd like to maybe recite a surah together. Each of us can recite, and if we can practice the mud. So one surah that has the madud is Surah Al-Kawthar. Everybody memorize it, or if you want, I can get the mushaf. We can look at it. Inna a'tainaka. Here there's an alif. There's a mud here. This is pronounced five beats. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And then the next ayah, remember, the lam only has a kasra, not a mud. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. So there's two rules that we have to pay attention to. إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ. This is five beats. And then the lam, there's no mud there. We don't want to say فَصَلِّ. Then it'll be for a woman. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Inshallah. Would you like to start? Right.
Bismillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Okay, one rule here. Also, we're going to cover the meem. It's a thin letter. Rahman, rahmanir rahim. The meem is thin. Okay, here, if we look in the Mus'haf, the noon, there's an alif after, there's a mud. Inna a'tayna, inna a'tayna.
Inna a'tayna kal-kawthar. Inna a'tayna kal-kawthar.
Good. We'll practice making the mud from where? Where's the mud letters come from? The cave, good. From the hollow cavity, the cave of the mouth. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Good. Try to make the lam a little bit shorter, because there's no mud here.
فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Okay, see here, شانئك, how you made it longer. It's only supposed to be two beats. There's only one, there's only an aleph there. إن شانئك.
إن شانئك.
Yes.
إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Okay, and one more rule, the letter ba. The letter ba has something called the qalqala, the echoing sound. Abtar, abatar. See that? Aba. That ba, that reverberation sound, when you have a sukoon on the letter ba, you're supposed to echo it. Abtar, no. Abatar. Abatar. Good. Very good, very good.
MashaAllah.
Inna shaniyaka huwa al abata.
Al abata.
No.
Al abata, like ya abati.
A little bit shorter. The qalqana, the echo sound, is a little bit less than a fatha. Now, abatar, abatar. Aba, it's just like an echoing, like haqqa. You don't say haqqa. It echoes a little bit. That's called the Qalqana. Yeah. Very good, brother. Jazakallah khair. May Allah increase you in knowledge, inshallah. Keep, inshallah, attending, inshallah. Ta'ala. May Allah reward you. Okay, good. One thing here, you see the noon, there's a shadda on the noon. So we have the nasal sound. Inna a'tainaka.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Good. Yes, very good.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
Okay, the letter ha, it has a little bit more air, because in Arabic you have the strong ha. Wanhar. Good. Because that also changes the meaning. Nahara means to run away or to push somebody away. Nahara means to slaughter something. Fasalli li rabbika, pray to your Lord, wanhar, and slaughter the animal. Wanhar means to make somebody go away. Good, very good.
Inna shaniyaka huwa labtar.
Very good.
Inna shaniyaka huwa
labtar. Abatar.
Abatar.
Very good. Very good, mashallah. Very good. Yes,
oh, boy. It
seems hard at first, you know.
It does. It does. Wallah, there's more reward. Seems, yeah. More reward. The more struggle you put to humble your nafs, because it takes a lot of humility. Learning Tajweed, when I went to my teacher, I had to repeat the Fatiha for like 2-3 months, Surah Al-Fatiha. 2-3 months, I said.
I think we should have a class to, have the letters with the book, and so we start, you help us to start pronouncing one after the other.
Yes.
You know, and then when we able to pronounce it, then we can read.
Yes, yes. We're going to go to the letters. Today we're doing the mud, it's a little bit more complicated, but next time we're going to start with just one letter, like the Hamza, like the Alif, and then go over the letter Alif, how to pronounce it properly. Today it was a little bit more complicated, but what I can do next time is I'll print the ayahs out, and I'll have an explanation of how to pronounce it. That way you can see it in front of you, inshallah. We'll go one letter at a time.
Yeah, well, like say if you have a class with a board, a black on the board, you know?
Yes.
You demonstrate on the board now.
Yes.
You have the Quran in front of us.
Okay, yes.
And invite the Jamaat, you know, people that want to learn, let them come, you know.
No.
Most time, just 3 or 4 brothers come and...
That's good, you know, because, you know, if there's 3 or 4 brothers and they have the humbleness and the eagerness to learn, it's better than 100 people who don't want to learn anything. People, if they don't want to learn, it's just like, you know, no transfer of knowledge, so... Alhamdulillah, if there's a few brothers and they're eager to have the ilm, inshallah, they'll be very beneficial, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, brother.
Our tongue is not set. Our throat.
Yes,
is not
yes. That takes some practice.
We are not
yes.
Speaking people.
Yes, yes.
Know?
Well, the practice, you know, tajweed is something you have to really humble oneself and put a lot of a lot of humbleness and try to change his nafs, his you know his self pronunciation, change it to the way that was taught by our noble scholars from Prophet Muhammad. So if we do that, over time you learn to love the knowledge. A person will start to love learning this way of pronouncing. They'll become, you know, a changed person. You know, they used to be just reciting like, you know, however they felt like reciting. And then after a while, they're going to recite according to the rules, so then they'll be a completely changed person afterwards. So it really is a humbling process, but alhamdulillah, it'll, over time will become easier, inshallah ta'ala. It'll become easier, inshallah. You want to give it a try, inshallah?
You'll get me nervous already, Sheikh.
No, brother, alhamdulillah.
I can't read in the crowd.
That's okay, brother. Alhamdulillah. I'll help you.
That chicken. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna a'tainakal kawthar.
Very good. Very good. Just one.
Rabbika wanhar.
Okay, can I pause you on a couple of things here? Inna a'tainaka ka. Kaf is a thin letter. A'tayna kal kawthar.
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar.
Qa? Ka. Kal kawthar.
Kal kawthar.
Good.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
Okay, also the ha, give a little bit more air. Wanhar.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
Very good, very good.
Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar.
Masha'Allah, very good. May Allah reward you. So that's good. So the calf. One thing you want to work on, the calf. Qal kawthar. Kal kawthar. Inshallah. That's very good. Masha'Allah, Brother Azad. May Allah reward you. Alhamdulillah. Inna shaniyaka huwal. Shani, see, there's another common mistake. Many people say shaniyaka, but there's a hamza. Shaniyaka huwal abata. Not shaniyaka, shaniyaka. Yes. Naam. Abata. Very good, very good. Yes, brother.
Inshallah.
I'll help you, inshallah. Yes, brother.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Good.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, give a little bit more air in the ha. رحمن الرحيم.
رحيم.
Very good.
إنا أتيناك الكوثر.
Okay, that's that in Arabic. Not sir. Not kawthar, kawthar. Put the tongue out and the teeth on the tongue. Very good, very good. Okay, more air. One har.
One har.
Ha. One har. Yes. Okay, shorten the noon a little bit. Inna, inna shaniyaka.
Inna shaniyaka huwal
abtar.
Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar.
Very good, brother. MashaAllah. Good, alhamdulillah. Keep working on it, inshaAllah. That's very good. Alhamdulillah. That's a very big accomplishment. If somebody learns this knowledge, then it's a very, very big accomplishment. Some people, they spend 30 years to get a medical degree. So many years. But how about learning the Islamic knowledge? You know, maybe just a few minutes every week. So it's good to, you know, there's a big accomplishment to learn this knowledge also, inshallah ta'ala. So that's a very, may Allah reward you, brothers, inshallah. And and help us to learn this important science.
The hard drive don't work, man. You don't stay.
No, inshallah. This is
We stay in the class, we read, you know.
This is good. This is a good starting. You know, and they say it's just like anything. When you're starting to run, the first time you run, is it easy? Very tiring, right? Your heart is out of shape. Your muscles are out of shape. It's very sore afterwards. Then, as you start running more, you get stronger. It becomes, you know, easy for you. The same thing. The muscles of the mouth and the tongue. Probably we're not used to controlling, you know, these sounds. We're not used to exercising these muscles. It's actually, this one of the scholars said, the difference between learning to read and not learning it is exercising the jaw. You have to exercise these muscles, and then inshallah, once you do that, it'll become much, much better, inshallah. It's important. That way when we recite the Quran, we're reciting it the way that the Prophet taught his Sahaba, and it was passed down to us by our scholars. So we ask Allah to help us. Anything that we want to do, we ask Allah to help us, inshallah. And if we have that intention, inshallah, Allah will give a lot of reward for that. And inshallah ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Any questions about today's lesson? So today the letters, the Alif, Waw, and Ya of Mud, which is Alif with a Fatha before it, Ya with a Kasra before it, and the Waw with a Dhamma before it, they are from the cave of the mouth, the Jawf. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad and his family and companions. Is that good? Yes, brother. Any question? No.
Kasra before it?
Fatha. No.
I'm going to bring it.
Yeah. If you can remember the word, Nu-hi-ha. Nu-hi-ha. The Nu, the Waw, it has a Dhamma before it. U-hi. The Ya has a Kasra before it. He. And then Ha. The Alif, it has a Fatha before it. Nu, U, I, A. These are the three letters, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Very good question. Jazakallah khair. Any other questions on the cave? Inshallah. Inshallah. There's a good website. You can see this website, this image, and these lessons are on imamfaisal.com. If you have internet, your brothers use the internet a little bit. Imamfaisal.
I don't have.
You don't have a computer. Oh, I see.
I don't have computer. I can't even know how to.
Okay. Oh, I see. That's okay. Inshallah, we'll continue these lessons. And next time, maybe what we'll do, we won't cover any new material. We'll just have some ayahs, and we'll practice the ayahs.
Yes, you need to practice one ayah at a time.
Yes.
Practice one.
Right. So next,
if we get it right, then we go on.
Yes. Next time won't be any new lesson, but just we'll have the ayahs, and we'll practice reading them, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala. When is the next time? What's convenient for your brothers, inshallah? Whatever's convenient for your brothers that don't want to. What do you
prefer? Well, I think the most convenient time is after Maghrib, but I don't know.
After Maghrib, okay.
In
okay.
The morning, like everybody, the boys, they got to go to work. So
oh, I see, yes.
They
got to
go, they're gone.
Okay.
But he's different, no. He's
better. I see.
Yes, after Maghrib is better, because...
Yes, more brothers available, okay.
The people come here, they got to go to work, so...
Yes.
In the morning, they get away, yeah.
Okay, inshallah, maybe... We'll plan for next time.
I didn't want to tell you that before what I said.
Okay, no, that's okay, inshallah. Usually the scholars, they teach Quran in the morning because there's a lot of blessings in the morning time. The Allah says, Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. The Quran recited on Fajr time is witnessed by the angels. And they say the reason for that in Fajr time, just before sunrise, the angels of the night time are getting ready to ascend, and the angels of the day are descending. So the two groups of angels, they witness the Quran in the Fajr time. So it's a lot of
We used to have class with another chick, Sa.
Yes, yes.
He's from Egypt. He
yes,
is not here
yes.
anymore.
Yes.
But it takes 10 minutes, so we recite two verses or three verses.
Yes,
he
yes.
Three verses, so we recite and then he listens.
Oh, okay, yes, yes. Okay, no problem, inshallah. We'll keep it short in the future also, so in case the brothers, you got to go to, inshallah, we won't keep trying to make it a little bit shorter. And then maybe we'll see if we can do some lessons in the Maghrib time, inshallah.